The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Daf Pebet, today's daf is being studied in Rishmat Barad Zekenati, Yafa Batsarav, Rishmat Avram Ben Ester, Wahashem Terechem Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Rifuash Shel Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Ushrit Bat Rachel, Enna Refar Alehem, Chaim Ben, Salha, Enna Refar Alehem, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Aguf, Rufatam, Kerabal, Abom, Echini, Rasul, Alamar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Pebet Amud, Yishon, right on top of the Amud, Veha. We are discussing the 10 tekanot that Yehoshua Ben-Nun made when he settled Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's an 11th one. Behaki ata Rabbi Abin Amar Rabbi Yohanan. We have a statement from Rabbi Yohanan. Rashi says, Umatnita Havya. We're asking a question over here because we learned Asara Vetula. Now Rabbi Yohanan is an Amora. He cannot argue on the Braita that says that there was 10 takanot that Yehoshua made. What was the 11th one? So the Gemara says, "Behaki ata Rabbi Abin Rabbi Yohanan Ehad Ilana Nuteh Letokseh Dehavero." But you have a tree that its branches are overhanging into somebody else's field, or rather, "Ehad Ilana Samuch LaMetzar." Or you have a tree that's close to the border of somebody else's field. That the Mefarshim explains was in 16 amot of somebody else's field. And therefore, what's the problem? It's being yonik. It's drawing sustenance from underground, from the field of his friend. Because anything that's within 16 amot of each other, the roots are mitpashet underneath the ground, and therefore it's drawing sustenance, 16 amot. It's drawing sustenance from the neighbor's field. So the question is, do you give bikurim from such a tree or not? Because the Torah says, on the law of bikurim, admatecha. The she'ela is this subject to bikurim? So the Gemara says, mevi vekore. He can bring from these fruits, and he can read the parasha of bikurim. That's the first fruit that he has to bring to Jerusalem. She'amenat ken, hinhil Yehoshua liYisrael et ha'aretz. That was one of the conditions that Yehoshua made, that the Jewish people, when they conquer Eretz Yisrael, which means, really according to the Torah, it can be questioned. Do you have to give bikurim? Because really it's not admatecha. But Yehoshua benu made it, because it's gezel. The Gabib Bikurim, it's gezer. Because it's really not getting sustenance from your own field. Kamash Balan, Yeshua Benu made a takana that even such cases, the guy is not considered a gezer, like a Bikurim, and he's able to bring the Bikurim nonetheless. So that's a question. That's number 11. Elaman, Tana, Asarat, Shetana, Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Oh, so the Gemara concludes and says, no. You know the rabbi that said 10 takanot? We thought it was a braita. On the last daf, we said it was a braita. Really, it's not a braita. It's a statement from the Amoraim. Which Amora? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi. And therefore, Rabbi Yohanan, who's an Amora, could argue on Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi says there was 10. He says there was another one. If you say it's a braita, Rabbi Yohanan can argue on a braita. But if you say Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi was the author of the 10, so okay, Rabbi Yohanan can argue against him. That's what she says on the second line. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Amrinu, Velo metnitad Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, Amorava. He was Amora. Rabbi Yohanan padik ale. Comes the Gemara and says, a proof to this. Rav Gviha Bekatil. Rav Gviha from Bekatil, that's the name of a place. Matni La Behedya. He had the statement explicitly said. Rav Tarhum, which means he had explicitly said that what? The following. Rabbi Tarhum Rabbi Baryas Amri Mishum Zaken Echad. They said that in the name of one old scholar. And who was the old scholar? Umanu, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi. Asana atinaim etna Yehoshua. So they have it clear that the Zaken Ehad was Rabbi Yehoshua, who's an Amora, and therefore there is no problem for Rabbi Yohanan arguing on. It comes again and continues. Eser takanot tiken Ezra. When Ezra Sofer was the leader in Eretz Yisrael, when the Jewish people came back from Galut, Bavel, right? After the destruction of the Bet HaMikdash. The first bi'ah was in the times of Yeshua. The second bi'ah was in the times of Azaz Sofer. So it says he made certain takanot. How many takanot did he make? 10. What are the takanot of Azaz Sofer? Number one, Shekorim b'mincha b'Shabbat. That we read the Sefer Torah in mincha b'Shabbat afternoon. Ve'korin b'sheni u'b'hamishi. Also we read the Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday. Ve'danin b'sheni u'b'hamishi. Betin is available on Mondays and Thursdays. U'mechabesim b'hamishi b'Shabbat. And we wash clothes. We launder the clothes on Thursday. L'chvod Shabbat. Ve'ochlim shum b'erev Shabbat. And we eat garlic on Erev Shabbat, on Friday, v'shtei isha, mashkemet ve'ofa, and the lady gets up early in the morning and bakes, okay, early in the morning, that's the melacha that she does, on Erev Shabbat, to bake the bread for Shabbat, v'shtei isha, hogeret besinar, and a lady wears a certain breeches under our garments over there, we'll see exactly the reason, v'shtei isha, hofefet ve'tobelet. Hofef means she has to comb her hair before she goes to the mikveh. And v'shiyu rochlin mahazim ba'ayarot. And there should be peddlers that were actually selling their wares, the besamim. They go around in the city so the ladies can buy the besamim. And v'tikin tevila leba'ale kriyan. And he was the one that made the tekana that if somebody saw ba'al kiri, that he should go to the mikveh before he goes and studies Torah. Let's go look at Rashi now. Start from the fourth line. Umechabesim b'gdem lechmot Shabbat. Ve'ochlim shum, they eat garlic on Fridays. Lekaman mefresh ta'ama. Ve'shitei isha mashkemet. Bayom. She sericha le'efot. On the day that she has to bake. Ve'ofa shachrit. Kedu mefresh te'pat mitzuya la'ani ha'mahazer. According to Rashi, it's not only on Friday. The bread should be baked from early in the morning. Because if ani comes, already the bread is baked. It's a machlok lishonim. Yeah, Shitam Kubet says it was Friday, and she's doing this even every day, like we see over here. So the bread is ready for the aniim. Sinar, dugmat mechnasayim ketanim, breeches, undergarments, the lady has to wear. Ha'isha hofefet, what does that mean, b'maslik, with a brush, comb, b'yom tevilata. What's the problem, shum hatzitza? Okay, l'chamam b'karicha deoraita. What do I need this as of it? It's deoraita, hatzitza. Rochlin, b'vi'im b'samim l'nashim, netkashet b'hem. That they bring the b'samim, and they sell it. They go around the cities, and the people in the city cannot contest it. They have to let the peddlers go around and sell. Okay, so that's that. So comes the Gemara and says, one tekana at a time. Shiyu korin b'mircha b'Shabbat. What's the reason why? Mishum yoshve keranot, which is all week long they're working, and therefore they don't have the ability to come to the Bet Knesset to hear the Torah Monday and Thursday. They don't have the ability, so they're using metakin, an extra reading on Shabbat. Rashi says, "Mishum yosve keranot, yosve hanuyot, kol yemot achol oskin b'schora." Correct, they're working. Ve'en korin b'sheni u'b'hamishi. So tikun ve'ginayu for them, kriya yeterah. The extra kriya of Shabbat mincha is for the business people that cannot make it, the travelers that cannot be in business shul on Monday and Thursday, so they can at least hear an extra sefer Torah during the week. V'shiyu korin b'sheni u'b'hamishi. Oh, now we go to the source of reading the Sefer Torah on Mondays and Fridays, Thursdays. What do you mean? Azaz Sofer made this takana? The takana was already from much earlier, from the door of Midbar. The Tanya, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'yelechu shalosh yamim b'midbar, ve'lo matzu mayim. They went 3 days in the Midbar, they did not find water. Dorshei reshumot amru. The rabbis explained the Mikraot, explained, en mayim ela Torah, shene'emar, hoy kol sameh lechol amayim. Kevan shalchu shalosh yamim b'lo Torah, Nil'u, what happened? They got tired. They got weary. So you see what? That once they go 3 days without Torah, already it affected, Christ said, the Yitzhara of the person started to work on the person. So what happened? Amdu and Nevi'im, she named the prophets that were amongst them, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'teknu lem, she korim b'Shabbat, they read Shabbat, Sefer Torah, u'mafzikin, b'had b'Shabbat, they take a break on Sunday, v'korim b'sheni, u'mafzikin, shalshim u'bi'i, v'korim b'hamishi, u'mafzikin b'erim Shabbat, k'de shlo yalinu shalshay yamim b'lo Torah. They established to read the Sefer Torah on Shabbat, on Monday and Thursday, so you won't go 3 days without learning Torah. Oh, so the question then is, what do you mean Azaz Sofer was metakin? The tekana was already from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu Meikara, teknu had gabra, tlata pesuke. Initially, Moshe Rabbeinu's tekana was one guy gets an aliyah and reads three pesukim, ina me tlata gavre, tlata pesuke. Or, that what? You send up three people, and each guy reads one pasuk, keneged, koanim levim v'yisraelim. Right? Each one can get Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. Atahu came as a sofer, v'tiken tlata gabre v'asara, pesuke keneged asara, batladim, those are the 10 people that have to stay in the synagogue to be on call, just in case the people need a minyan, and that the Shekhinah should always be in the Bet Knesset. She says, asara batim b'nei adam, kesherim, batanim b'melachtam, betrim b'melachtam, la'asok pesuke sibur, v'lavo kodmim l'Bet Knesset. Kedeshitem mitzuyin asara le'et tefillah. So that should be minyan umetpanesim v'shel tzibur. So therefore, Azaz Sofer made the takana that you have three aliyot, 10 pesukim, like we have today. Now, v'danin b'shni v'hamishi, what's the reason why they had betins open on Mondays and Thursdays? Tishchihi da'atu le'mikra b'sifra, because they were coming to hear the Sefer Torah anyway on Mondays and Thursdays. The people that live in the villages, so they didn't have a Baal Korei, they didn't have a minyan, so they have to come into the big city on Mondays and Thursdays. So what's there anyway to hear the Sefer Torah? So they said it's convenient for them to have betins sit on those days as well. Okay. So the Gemara Ketubot says, explains over there, before the days of Ezra, the Beti was Kavua every day of the week. So then the Sheila was, so Ezra came and made it worse?
Less.
That made it less, only due to Mondays and Thursdays? So that's the question. V'yesh l'ba'et she'kasher ha'gemara omer b'chtovot she'batidim ha'yu kivim b'chol yom, ha'kavana sh'ayu kivim b'yom mesuyam. That's what it means. B'chol yom means they could have sat on any day. But they didn't sit on every day. Every day was an available day for them. They sit on Mondays and Thursdays. It's set for the day. So he didn't take away from the takana, he just established it more. They can sit on any day, you just see a standard, they have to sit on Mondays and Thursdays. But on continues, and they have to launder their clothes on Thursday for a simple reason, Mishum Kebod the Shabbat, for the Kebod of the Shabbat. So why do you have to do a Dafka on Thursday? How come they can't do it on Friday? So he says over there, to explain the takana, אלא שלא תיקן שכנסו בערב שבת משום שאין פנאי. Okay, Friday, too busy. Okay, so therefore, התקנה was that you should do it דווקא on Thursday. That's the point. That you don't do it on Friday. Wait, do it on Thursday, so the clothes will be ready. Because you're going to wait till Friday, and they're not going to do it. That was going to end up happening, and have dirty clothes for Shabbat. So he made a תקנה that the clothes should be laundered on Thursday. משום אוכלים שום בערב שבת. משום עונה. What is garlic? Because the mitzvah to be with one's wife on Leil Shabbat, the Sisha Shemitzvah Ona Beleil Shabbat, the Rav Yehuda, the Hashum Marbeta Zera, the garlic causes the Zera to become more increased. So therefore, they will have a takana to have garlic. How do you know that? Dichtiv Asher Piriyo Yiten Beito. Person should give his fruit, his seed, in the right time. What's the right time for a person to give his seed? Rav Yehuda, Veitim Rav Nachman, Veitim Rav Kahana, Veitim Rav Yohanan Ze. Which means every little Shabbat, that's the onah of the Talmidei Chachamim. So because of that, because he's learning all week, so when he's available, the old Chachamim used to learn 6 days a week outside of their house. They would come home on Friday night, so that was considered the onah of the Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, the custom was to drink, to have garlic in order to merbe the zera. Five things that it said regarding the garlic. Masbiya, number one is masbiya, it satiates, umashin, it's mehamim the goof, it warms the body, umashil, it causes the basil panim, it causes the face to have a glow, a radiance, umarbe a zera, like we said, increases the zera, vehore kinim, shemenem, it kills the intestinal parasites, beish, umrim, and says, machnis ahava, umotsi etakana, the person eats it, it brings ahava to a person and takes away any type of jealousy. So that's why they made the takana anyway to eat it on Shabbat. Nashi, mashchin, mehamem et haguf, machnis et ahava, mitoch, shemesameach et halev. Yeah, it's mesameach the lev. Okay. V'shtei isha meshkemet ve'ofa kadesh te'pat mitzuyah la'aniim. The lady should get up early and bake the bread in order that the bread will be ready for the aniim. When the poor people come to collect, already the parnasa is there for them. Nice. That they'll be able to receive it, that they don't have to come back. V'shtei isha hogeret besinar, that the lady should wear breeches. It's obvious the reason. Mishum tzni'uta, in order to keep her away from avera. She's the nitrachek min ha'avera. That's a modesty. She should be dressed the proper way. Comes again, what are you talking? V'shtei isha hofefet v'tobel. The lady should comb her hair. Right, before she goes to the mikveh, could they get the hatzitzot out of the knots of the hair? So the Gemara says, what do you mean, deoraita? The knots in the hair is already in yan deoraita. The tanya, v'rahat besaro b'mayim. So it says, what? She has to wash the besaro. He has to wash his flesh in the water. So it says, the basar itself has to touch the water. Shelo yeh davar hotzetz ben besaro. Nothing should interpose between his flesh and his and the water. Et vesaro. What is the word? Et, come and teach me. Et tafel levesaro. It's coming to tell me even the items that are tafel to the besar that are subordinate to the besar was omainihu se'ar, which means that the hatzitza in the Torah applies also to the se'arot of the tovel. So therefore, what do you mean? Just to dip the comb here. Hatzitza is deoraita. Et tafel levesaro. And she says besaro b'mayim mashmash sheyiga besaro l'mayim. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Amre deoraita le'ayune dilma miktar. Min ha-Torah, a lady or a person is not obligated to check the hair, dilma miktar, that maybe there's a knot or something like that. Iname ma'us mide, or maybe there's something ma'us, as she says, menuchlach mishum hatzitza.
That's the deoraita.
Right, that's already the oraita. Ve'lo ata iu, ve'ata iu, ve'tiken hafifa, which means you have to actually examine, you have to do it. Which means min haTorah. Correct. Correct. He went an extra step. Let's read again. Which means umaynu se'ar amri de oraita le'ayune min haTorah. You just have to examine. Dilma miktar. Maybe there's a knot. Ina me'maus. He came along and said, no, it's not enough to check. You actually have to comb it out. Hafifa b'maslik. L'rchaka d'milta. Okay. Now, there's a whole discussion over there. What's considered hatzitza? How many knots and how much this is? Could I just understand this for a second over here? Kilomar. B'mikre shehatzitza techaset rov ha-se'ar. Which is, has to cover the majority of the hair. That's considered pasum in the Torah. That they learned from Gemara Arubin. Devar Torah hatzitza al rubo u'makpid. It's got to be two things. Rubo, rov se'ar, and the person is makpid. That's already hasitza. Now she said she has rov se'aro devar ha-chotzes. Kegon, dam yavesh, or dio, or a dry teeth, or a zefet, or something like that. Or she rov se'aro tav kishurot, or they all knotted and tied. Kol se'ara b'fnei atzma, each one individually. Okay, so that's that halakha over there.
Is it placed
at
the
middle? Okay, so that's regarding there. And anyway, so that was the takana. You have to just check it. But according to him, even if you checked it, he came along and said you have to make a hatzitza. That's why some of the customs of the Hasidim, they shave the hair off totally. Why? Because they don't want to worry about hatzitza. That's where it comes from.
Wow.
They shave the head off. The whole reason why they shave it off is because they were concerned about hatzitzot. That if there's a knot, then you'll have a problem. V'shiur ochlin mechazrin ba'ayarot v'shum tachchitin nashim. Okay, and what that the takana was of Ezra, the ninth takana, that the peddlers should go around with the besamim in order to sell besamim in the city because of tachshite nashim, in order that they should be certain that this perfume available to the ladies, kedesh shelo yitganu al ba'alehim, say they do not look
repulsive
or be repulsive for their husbands. V'tikin tevila leba'aleh kriyan, and he made a takana that what? That ba'aleh kriyan, somebody that has kid, he has to go dip in the mikveh. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Deoraita. That's a deoraita. Dichtiv. V'ish ki titzim emenu shekvat zera v'rachatzit besaro b'mayim. So Gemara says, no. Deoraita hu l'truma v'kadashim. Min ha-Torah, if you want to eat truma or eat korbanot, then you have to go dip in the mikveh. Atahu tiken afilu d'vre Torah. That even if a person wants to go study d'vre Torah, they made such a takana. Okay? Min haTorah today, however, the halakha says, min hadin, you could study Torah even without going to mikveh. Devre Torah is compared to fire. Ma devre Torah, ma ish, eno mekabel tum'ah. Ad devre Torah, eno mekabel tum'ah. However, of course, mi yotov would be a very good thing. If a person can't go to the mikveh before he studies Torah, of course, matov u'manna'im. Right, it's a question. How is Rabbi Yehudah ben Meterah, who was the one that we learned in Masechet Berachot, he overrided Takanat Ezra Sofer. He was the one that said, "Bad v'ret Torah no me'ma ish enu mekabel tuma." After v'ret Torah mekabel tuma, how could you override Ezra Sofer? You need a bed din that's bigger b'chokmah u'b'minyan. So they say Rabbi Yehudah ben Meterah Sofer she'me'olam lo tiken Ezra Takanat Zui. The one answer, he holds it, he never made this Takana. And number two, Ezra atzmo etnam v'rosh shebeti nachay yuchal lebatelo. In the Takanot, he's stipulated if somebody wants to come later on and undo it, because they see a purpose, they can. And the third one was, it was never accepted. No pashta. So therefore, it wasn't poshet b'chol klal Yisrael, they were able to undo it. Comes the Gemara and says, Asara Devarim Emru Birushalayim. Okay, there were 10 things said regarding the city of Jerusalem. Number one, En Abayit Halutba, which means you cannot sell a house permanently in Eretz Yisrael. Which means anybody sells a house in Eretz Yisrael in a city that was Mukefet Choma from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. He has 1 month, 1 year actually, from the day that he sells it to redeem it. If he did not redeem it within 12 months, then the sale is considered finally cannot be put there. Even when the Yobel comes, the house remains in his reshut. However, Yerushalayim has a deen like Ena Mukefet Choma, and therefore you can be Goel anytime you want. Wow. And if you're not Goel, Yobel automatically comes back to the original also. Therefore, there's no conclusive sales of homes in Yerushalayim. It'll come back either in Yobel or anytime the seller wants to come back and redeem it. Ve'ena mivi'ah igla arufa. Torah says if they find a body, a dead body between two cities, you don't know who killed it, they measure to the closest city to find out which is the closer one, and that city brings it igla arufa. The ziknei ha'ir come to Nahaletan, and they bring it. However, in Eretz Israel, in Yerushalayim, I should say, there is no igla arufa. They don't bring it from there. Ve'ena na'asit iranidahat. Iranidahat is a city that the majority of its inhabitants worship. Avodah Zarah, the Lord, you have to burn the city down, not Yerushalayim, which means the houses of Jerusalem are not subject to the tum'ah of nigai batim of tzara'at, ve'en mutzi'in bazizin. Those are the protrusions that come out of the walls on the side, on the streets over there. They don't put these zizin, these protrusions on the walls. She's korot yotzim min hakotalim ugzustraot. That is the balconies that overhang from the second floor over there. Okay, we'll see why. Then osin ba ashpatot, no garbage dumps. Then osin ba kibshonot. Kibshonot is kilns. That she says misarfot seed, but they make limestone the kinderot for the pottery. Then osin ba ginot upardesot. They do not make any gardens or orchards. Hus meginot veradin, except for the veradin. Okay, would be roses. Okay, rose gardens, okay. Kach shema. V'yaita tzlicha lektoret. Aha, they needed it for the ketoret. V'ayru kipat ha-yarden. Special item. Kipat ha-yarden. Al-shem sh'derech ha-vered le-gadel asfat ha-yarden. The rose grows by the yarden, so they call it kipat ha-yarden. Okay. V'sh'ayu mimot ha-nevi'im. Sh'ayu mimot ha-nevi'im ha-rishonim. That was already, that garden was around from the earlier generations, from the times of the prophets, from the earlier prophets. Kind of skipater then that we talked about. Okay, so the gardens for the ketoret. Last but not least, or number 9, the en megadrin batanegolim, like we learned already in the Mishnah, they do not grow chickens in Yerushalayim. Why? Because they used to peck into the garbage dumps, and they would be metameh the, you know, in the garbage. Ashpatot is a big garbage dump, but in the individual garbages, they're not going. They're going to peck away and take the stuff. Maybe it's some kisora. They're going to find like a bone, a fragment the size of a barley, and they're going to spread it around. They're going to be tameh the korbanot. So therefore, they did not raise the birds in chickens in Yerushalayim. Last but not least, ve'en milin ba'etamet. Anybody that dies in Yerushalayim berminan was buried. They bury him immediately. They do not leave a body overnight in Jerusalem. It says in the pasuk lo talin nivlato al etz ki kavot ikverenu bayom ahu. Achen Yerushalayim, they made a takana that they have to bury him immediately and not to wait till the end of the day. She's mina Torah, you can wait till the end of the day. In Yerushalayim, they bury him miyad. That is the difference. She says, met ba adam beoto hayom kovrim oto miyad. Okay, because Torah you have to bury anyway the same day. But he's saying they did it miyad. Now the Gemara begins one item at a time. In a bayit halut ba, which means when you sell something in Yerushalayim, it's not a conclusive sale. When it talks about redeeming homes that are sold in a walled city, so it says vekam abayit asher lo choma letzimitut lakone oto ledorotav, which means it says you sell the house that's in a walled city after 12 months, if it was not redeemed, it is a conclusive sale ledorotav forever. Vekasabar the Tana of this brayta holds. Lo nitchaleka Yerushalayim lishvatim, that Jerusalem was not part of the distribution to the tribes. Okay, let's go slow on this subject over here. There's a machloket in Masechet Yoma. If Jerusalem was split amongst the tribes, Yehuda and Binyamin, those are the ones that owned, had the Chelek of Yerushalayim, when Yeshua was dividing the land. According to this opinion, Yerushalayim was not divided. Ela, it's considered Ira Kodesh, that really all the tribes have equal share and part of. The reason why Yerushalayim, according to this opinion, Lo Netalika Yerushalayim Shabbatim, He Mishum Shezeu HaMakom Shel Mahar Hashem. God chose that city to put the Shekhinah over there. The Torah says that what? HaMakom Shel Mahar Hashem Mekol Shiftechem. Mekol Shiftechem. Therefore, it becomes the Yerushalayim of Kol Yisrael. Kedesh Shetinatim Mekol HaShevatim. Okay, that's what he says. Metam Zeh. En Yerushalayim Kidla Bidim Batei Arei Choma. Go back to the law. The law says any city that was won from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, after 12 months, it becomes a final sale. But that's only a type of city that was divided by the Shevatim. However, a city that's considered a public city that belongs to everybody, so the laws of Batei Arei Choma do not apply, and therefore it goes back to the regular law of the regular city, and therefore, even after 12 months, you can redeem it, and after the Yovel, it goes back to the original owner. Because everybody really has a share in Yerushalayim. Back to the same story. Since Jerusalem was not divided by the Shevatim, and it says you only have to bring Gla Rufa in the land that you inherited. Jerusalem was not given for inheritance, so therefore, no, Eglar Ufa Ve'ena Naasit Eranidahat. It does not become an Eranidahat. Arecha. Back to the same story. Yerushalayim. Loret Haleka Aleshevatim. Again, it says only the city Arecha, your city, but it's for all the tribes of Israel. Ve'ena Metaba Ve'negayim Dechtiv. Ve'natatan Ne'gatzrat Bebet Eres. Ahuzatchem. Yerushalayim. Loret Haleka Aleshevatim. Again, there's no Ne'gatim. It only applies to the cities that were inherited, meaning that were divided. Yerushalayim was not divided. Ve'emotzim Bazizin Gusraot. They do not put these beams on the side of the streets, nor do they have balconies. Ohel hatum'ah, because we're worried that what? That there's going to be a piece of the mit. That what? They're not going to realize it. And it's going to be on the karka underneath the gezustra. The people are going to walk under the balcony and they're going to become tameh, which is in a balcony and there's tum'ah under the balcony. So ohel. They're going to walk under the balcony. Now all of a sudden they're going to become tameh and not realize that there's an oil over a
mit.
Have a kazayat of a mit. Mishum delo. And what? They didn't want the beams on the side of the houses to hit the people or damage the people that were going up to Yerushalayim. So therefore they made the streets very, very clear when they were going up to Har HaBayit. She says, Oil Tum'ah. Is that us? Shem Yekezayit Min HaMet Mutal Ba'ar. Maybe it's Yekezayit Min HaMet on the ground. Ve'gezustraot Ma'ahilot Alav. And the balcony is going to overhang over it. Ve'al Anashim Arbeh. Very good. It's going to cause the tumah to spread. Comes the Gemara and continues. Then osin ba'ashpatot mishum shkatzim. Because what? The shenatzim, they go to the garbage dumps. And the chemim are concerned over there they're going to die. And what happens if a shenatz has a nevela? They metameh the kadashim. So therefore, they don't want to merbeh the shenatzim. She says, darkan li gadel ba'ashpa. Umarbim tumah. Lefi shemetim sham. So they didn't want to make an increase of the Sheretz population. So they got rid of the garbage. They did not make these kilns that used to burn and make the fires for the pottery. Because of the smoke. Because it's going to make the walls of Jerusalem blackened. The smoke, and therefore they did not want to ruin the walls. Jesus said, it caused these walls to become blackened. They did not make these gardens and these orchards because of sirham, as a sirahon, because of the smell, literally. Which when you're dealing with a garden, you have to take out all the bad weeds and things like that, and you throw them in the street, and that causes a smell. And also because of the fertilization that is needed for these gardens, and therefore they don't want to make New Jerusalem have a sirha to it. As she says, asabim na'im, hagidalim sham vizorkim betoch, behutz. They all did it cannot le zabilan. They make the fertilization. Ve'yes selachon. Ve'en megaderin batanegolim mishum kadashim. Like we learned, because of they peck away at the garbages and they take the kezayit min amit or adasha etzem kesona, and they're gonna metame the kadashim. So there's no chickens in Jerusalem. Last but not least, ve'en milirin ba etamit. They do not leave the mit overnight. Gemara says Gemara that was just a tradition. However, he quotes over here that the reason is because the Kedushah Yerushalayim was so great. Yesh lakpid beyote shelo lashot batum'ah. that's part of the Kedushah Yerushalayim. The Tumat Mit should not be overnight. Be there in the city overnight. Baruch Anu Ali Olam.